M-U-G-G-E-R. That spells Muggleboy. Starring Ty Phillips, Sam and Jack Wilson, with Alan Saylor as Dags. It's Pomp. Let's go. Hey, Pomp. You know, you've been sitting around too much lately now. Now, you all start reading some super groovy comics like this Lizard Man here. Wow, he really exciting, boy.
Well, I really think you should read good literature, Humba.
Ah, Lizard Man ain't good enough for me, man.
I don't think so, Humba.
What's wrong with it? Look, you got the finest artwork in the world, done by...
Yes, but you must have literary uplifting. You must see great writing in its
truth. Why, Lalaquor, I mean, Lizard Man great.
Well, perhaps you could read some of Pompulus Courtney's books.
Why, Mr. Pompulus, you ain't never written no books.
I'm a great writer. Haven't you ever heard of...
Hey, Moby, you hear about this?
Tell me about
it. I wrote a book.
What did you, boy?
No, I ask you.
Hey, don't even...
You not?
Sure enough.
It's called Pompulus Courtney's Way to Steal.
You never
found on the mark there.
The Way to Steal, that's sure a good book.
I know, but it wouldn't go on the market because it was illegal.
Why?
Go on.
Are you talking back to me?
No, I'm not talking back to you, man.
Oh. He thinks I should research some good literature, man.
Why, you
like
for, man.
Like Shakespeare.
Why, you sound like a southerner, boy.
Well, You know, what are you trying to do? Make fun of my accent?
Why, no. Just last for 2 weeks, you sound like an Englishman to me.
Yeah, like, you sound like a magician,
right? Who's a magician?
Do you
ever
listen to him or ECB boy?
Yeah, he sounds just like me, doesn't he?
Funny
boy.
I like.
What funny thing I could die
after?
Now let's get on to the subject again.
Well, look, I read good literature every day.
If you don't read Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare, I will be forced to take severe punishment.
I can go see the movie with Marlon Brando, man. I like him, man.
And I'm the weak, sexiest woman on TV, boy. Why? You ever see Avengers, boy?
I want you to read good literature. And if you don't...
Why? I sure enough will, I guess. You just give me a book to read, boy.
Okay. William Shakespeare, my idol. Julius Caesar. Right on cue. Julius Caesar, great, great play. Notice the poetry Shakespeare writes in. How he meant it to get across to you. The feeling, the beauty of literature. I believe that's a title. Yes, that's a good one. Yes. Do you read it, Dax?
Saturday, every day of the week.
Thank you. Okay, the beauty of literature. In your literature book.
Yeah,
you read Julius Caesar. Go ahead, boy.
Scene one.
I must be flying.
Why, man? You really gonna read that stuff?
Yeah, but first, I think I'm gonna have a chocolate pizza.
Well, man, didn't we finish the chocolate pizza? Wow, that's the grossest stuff I've ever seen. He looked like frozen mud.
No, you know what it is. It's just bread with cheese and chocolate.
Wow. What? Ooh, that still make my stomach roll.
No way, great, but all the fellas down at the malt shop eat it with their 50s leather jackets.
Oh man, like those guys in the police car, right?
Yeah, sure enough.
Wow, like Petey and Charlie.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Well, look, I'll leave you read your stuff, boy.
Baby.
Why, that is Mr. Daggs. How
do you, Daggs? Baby, are you gonna eat that vile stuff? He's cool, boy.
Why, you tried them.
Baby, you ain't that soft, you got it.
You tried them.
If that doesn't give you a stomachache, I don't know what will.
Why, what do you want with me, man Mobius?
Why, Schooner, man Humbler?
Why, man? How will you come with me right now? Well, you know, I'm an honorable man, you know.
I know what they say. They say humblest is an honorable man. Well, I want none of your jive now. Now, you listen, boy.
Yeah.
Now, we got this real cool plot, man, to jack up that Pompilus.
Hail Caesar!
Here comes man, Pompilus.
Quick, you got to kneel down to him.
Why, sure enough. Kneel down, boy.
Kneel down to him.
Why, you kneel down? I thought you were an honorable man. Why, man, quit. Cut down this back alley and I'll take you to some cool plotters. We'll go jack up, man, Pompey Caesar, boy.
Why, that's cool.
Yeah, cool, man. Yeah, because he won't be a dictator, you know. Right, boy?
Man,
he goes, why,
ambitious.
I want me, you. I want you. My name is
Metellus Simba. You
yeah, well, his nickname is Danius, boy.
Woo.
And this is Charlius. Why, Charlius?
I say when the sun sets, Caesar.
Should I?
Wow, that's very dramatic, boy.
I know. I learned it on my script.
Why, you're too funny for me, boy. We don't got no script. Well, all right. Now, you outline the plan, man, Danius.
Okay, man. Now, listen. This is how we're going to jive the plan. Now, look, Humblus. Listen to me, boy. You got to help us. Caesar really likes you, and you know,
you can
get up there.
Best friend. Now,
well, I don't know about this.
That little Pompilus, he won't make himself dictator, right?
Yeah, I don't think we should kill Pompilus.
Why, that what we try to kill me?
Come on, you want to dictate a role?
Yeah, you want to be dictator like Adolf Hitler, boy?
You want all free men to lose their freedom?
Fight against them! Don't give in to them!
That's a good idea. I'm with you fellas all the way.
The mouse had died, boy. Why, dead nothing, boy. All right, you go. Are you with us or are you against us, Humbler?
Come on. I'm with you.
Yes.
This is your conscience speaking.
Why?
Well, what you got to say there? I want you to kill Pompilus when the sun sets.
How will the assassination plot turn out? Find out in part 2 of MUGGER, that spells mother boy! Yes, you missed it, boy. After this message, yes.
MUGGER, that spells mother boy.
Pompey Caesar, don't go to the capital today. Beware the Ives of March!
Wow. Well, Mr. Pomp, don't you believe nothing he tell you. He just a bomb boy.
He a dreamer.
Beware the Ives of March!
Why, go on. Jack him, man, God. Mr. Pomp. What's wrong with you? You speak of black.
Give me my speech, please.
Not yet. It has to be written first. You have to get to the cool now.
Best.
Quick, get in there. Taxi, boy. All right, here, taxi. Get him, Mr. Pond.
Where to? The Senate House.
Yes. Are we all ready? What? Now amiss. That Caesar and the Senate must redress.
Most harmless, mighty, and most puissant Caesar, Metellus Simba throws before thy seat a humble heart.
I must prevent these, Simba, these couchings and these lovely courtesies, my fellow, the blood of ordinary men, to be all in some first degree into mortal and be affront. Sweet words, low crooked courtesies, and the base man you're falling, the brother by degrees banished. just stand and pray and frown for him. I spurn thee like a girl out of my way.
No, Caesar, no,
will he be satisfied?
Say no voice more worthy than my own to sound more sweet in great Caesar's ear for the repealing of my banished brother?
Why, that sure is a lot of fancy talk there. But why don't you tell this, let this fellow's brother come back to Rome there. I mean, pardon, Caesar.
What?
Pardon, Caesar. Caesar, pardon. As low to that foot doth Mobius fall. And if you don't listen to us, boy, you gonna be a heck of a lot of trouble.
Oh, Caesar. Hence, will that lift up Olympus?
Quick, Caesar.
Doth not humblest bootless kneel?
Speak hands for me, boy. Now, be seeing you.
Die, tyrant.
You do my...
I go jack you, man, pomp.
Two... Ampless.
Enough. People of senators, be not affrighted. Fly not, stand still. Ambition's debt is paid. Reject him.
Why, sure enough now.
Why?
You too late, man, humblest. It looks like Mark Daggs is getting up before a crowd.
Oh, I hope you don't see nothing to dad.
What can you say, boy? We just jack him if he does.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you.
Friends, Ravens, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often tied with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Humblus has told you Caesar was ambitious.
Sure enough.
If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously has Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Humblus and the rest, for Humblus is a honorable man. So are they all, honorable men. Come on to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Humblus says he was ambitious, and Humblus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Humblus says he was ambitious, and Humblus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, that he did thrice refuse. Was this ambitious?
Bonjour.
Yet Humblus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Humblus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withheld you then to mourn for him?
O
judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me.
Populous, I kill you up in heaven with all the other fellas.
No, you not. Well, you never go to heaven in your life.
Oh, man.
What happened?
I tell you, it was just a dream.
I would dream him, boy.
I tell you that chocolate pizza I would give you.
What a dream that were, boy. I dreamt I was back in Rome. And then there were my Mobilis. And Mark Daggs. You, Mr. Pomp, Pompulus Caesar. It was just like in that book that
well, you get some rest now. It's all right.
I told you you should stick to Lizard Man. You never get dreams like that reading him, boy.
Yeah, man.
I guess you should stick to Lizard Man.
I think I burn it. Let go.
Well, Mr. Daggs, you got more for your store of humble falling asleep having a dream about Caesar?
Great Caesar's game, so I can't think of one at the moment.
Why? Dagumo!
Yeah, well, I know.
You will never have!
Don't
directed by Christian Hammer. This has been M-U-G-G-E-R. That spells Mugger Boy. Starring Ty Phillips as Pompulus Courtney. Sam Rosen as Moby Smith. Jack Rosen as Humble Smith. And Alan Saley as Dags. With Christian Doherty and Tom Soder. Special guest appearance by Tom Sinclair. Series created and developed for TR by Harry Belmany. M-U-G-G-E-R, that spells Mugger Boy, an ACD production, copyright 1971, by ACD Productions and Sam Jack Incorporated. Theme, You Dig, by Johnny Rivers. Written by Chester Scuffin.